apparently I'm sleep eating now with the Ambien.
Yeah, you're taking it regularly?
I wasn't. I took it 2 days in a row, and apparently the last two nights ago, I was eating.
Who told you this?
I was eating. I left crumbs. I left crumbs and a cookie wrapper.
Oh, no.
And,
but you're on a specific diet. Your trainer's going to know you ate the cookies.
No, I'm not worried about my trainer. It is what it is.
Well, you know, he's very strict. I'm just saying.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think because I'm not eating a lot of carbs, hardly any, that my body is craving carbs. Oh. So apparently today's Thursday, Tuesday night, I was in my kitchen naked eating peanut butter cookies and drinking milk from the container.
Let me say, you know, you caught Paris Hilton. That's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
last night I was eating pretzels.
What a picture.
That's hot.
I didn't know about, you know. I sleep naked. You know that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Grab a robe, mofo. What's going on?
Grab a robe.
I took the Ambien.
Yeah, grab a robe.
You know what I'm saying? So, you don't know. I don't know I was doing it.
Yeah, if you didn't know you were eating, you didn't know you were naked.
Oh, I'm sorry I don't sleep to your standards, Monica. I apologize.
What if?
And I'll do everything I can to figure out a way to wake up out of the Ambien-induced haze and remember to put a robe on because that's what Monica would want
me
to do.
Eat what you want. Just throw a robe on, dude. Also, what if you're...
Hold on a second. You don't walk around your house naked? You're a liar.
I don't have other people in there with me.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
What if your son and daughter woke up and stared at you eating peanut butter cookies?
Hey, listen, what can I tell you? Go back to bed.
Putting peanut butter in certain places and Lemmy comes on by.
No.
Kids wake up.
I didn't know. It's the Ambien.
It's the Ambien.
Ah, the old Ambien defense.
Start yelling out racist slurs. It's the Ambien.
I'll go to rehab.
Nice. Try it myself. I'll be home in 30 days. But yeah, apparently.
Happened 2 nights in a row you ate or 1 night you ate?
2 nights in a row I ate. Mm. But Nicole had said, and she's right, I've been getting up for the last 3 or 4 weeks, maybe even a little bit longer. Because I'll wake up constantly, but she's like, you're going to the refrigerator. You keep going to the refrigerator. And she's like, your body's telling you something.
Hmm.
Your body is, there's something
like
your body needs.
Or
there's something your body needs, or something your body wants. Right. And you just go in, and she's like, if I had to guess, it was carbs or sweets or whatever
cookies.
It is. She's like, but last night you ate pretzels.
Oh.
So it wasn't sweets, but it's carbs.
Carbs. Yeah. That's the thing. When did carbs become the total enemy? It's called portion control. Your body needs carbs, especially if you're, you know, and I know you work out, don't you? Or do you?
Right, but what I was trying, there was a period of time where I was doing a weight cut. And I did the weight cut, but then what happens is you start to see progress, and then you think, because you don't know what the hell you're doing, you go, oh, well, I'll just stay on that weight cut diet, and everything will be cool.
You're on it longer than
I was recommended by your trainer? I was on it longer than I should have. Yeah, he's like, dude, you're supposed to go back. I told you to go back. I was like, yeah, but this was working, so why not? He's like, no, because you can't.
Because you need the carbs.
Your body
you
is telling you.
Because before you know it, you're going to end up naked eating cookies in the kitchen at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oops.
Yeah.
Too late.
Turns out he was right.
Wow. And the second night, you had pretzels.
Last night was pretzels.
So, last night.
But I've been going to the refrigerator and just getting drinks. Like, I think I was just getting drinks. I don't know.
Now, are your eyes closed and your arms in front of you, like in the cartoons when they sleepwalk? Or are you just acting totally normal?
No, but like, and I'll remember it now. Like when she said, she was like, John, you were eating last night. It sounded like you were eating rocks. She goes, I go, no, Nick. I said, I just went up. I got something to drink. I was drinking that grapefruit seltzer stuff that you have in there.
Oh, boy.
And she goes,
any other flavor seltzer.
I know. I hate it.
It's grapefruit.
It's what was there. It's like
it was just a radish seltzer. I had to have it.
It's not a seltzer. It's like a diet soda kind of thing that was in there.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking a lot of water, so I'm just looking for something different, something with flavor or taste.
So now you're sleeping better because of the Ambien.
Sleeping more.
More.
I was sleeping last
more
night.
More consistently deeper. That
I was
kind of
out cold last night by 8:15. Wow. I was shot.
Wow.
I was shot.
8:15. So did you get?
But I woke up twice.
Did you get 8 hours of sleep?
I did last night.
Wow. Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah. This is the first time you've seen me. When's the last time you saw me come in and do this show without already drinking coffee, my second cup of coffee? It's been forever. That cup is. I brought that in here from this morning.
I honestly don't notice.
Oh, no?
No. Okay. I don't realize if you're on your second cup.
Right.
I know you drink one in the morning.
Right.
I don't know other than that.
Right, but I've been, for the last month or so, I've been just exhausted.
Right, I know.
And then this morning, I slept my 8 hours.
And that's the only thing that's different through two or three days is you're eating when you're asleep.
I said to Nicole last night, I said, Nick, I'm just like, no. I said, I just got something to drink. She was like, John, don't you remember? I remember telling you, you sound like you're chewing rocks. What are you eating?
But you don't remember this
conversation. And I go, Nick, what do we have? And she was, when I was between shows and I had to run out, I was calling her, she was home. I go, I don't know, what was there I could have been eating? I don't remember. She was like, oh, there's pretzels. I was like, oh, yeah.
Must have been eating them like an animal.
I must have coughed off them.
Four at a time.
But apparently I brought them in bed. Like, I went back to bed.
Yeah. So she could kick you out of bed for eating crackers.
I guess so. She didn't, though. She likes me. I was sleeping upstairs during the week. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Steven has a story. Go ahead, Steven. What about your wife?
Hey, you wouldn't believe this, but my wife on Ambien one night decided that she was hungry, get up out of bed, went out in the kitchen to make some microwave popcorn, and I don't know what the hell she set the microwave on, but she came to the bedroom with a flaming bag of popcorn in her hand.
No way, she didn't know it was on fire?
Did not know it was on fire.
Wow.
That's great.
Her eyes are open?
Yeah, but she's just not conscious.
Oh.
Yeah.
And another got up early one morning, I said, let's go get something to eat. And she said, all right. And we had just picked up a new convertible. And I've had some back pain, so I took a couple of muscle relaxers for my back and I jumped in the new convertible. We headed off for McDonald's to get some breakfast. And all of a sudden, she thought I was trying to test the airbag in the car because I was going and zigging and zagging and speeding up, hitting the brakes and everything. Oh. I could barely talk. Apparently, I took two Ambien, not two muscle relaxers.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
That was that's a mistake.
Scary.
Yeah, I'll
hadn't
say.
Even made the first payment yet. But we survived it, not a scratch. Got lucky.
Congratulations.
I thought the muscle relaxers on an empty stomach were risky.
Right.
I guess Ambien's worse.
How are Ambien legal? Everybody who says they take them, they don't know what they're doing. Why does anybody take them at all?
I don't think me eating has anything to do with the Ambien. Because like I said, I was doing it up until then. Then I just noticed it, I guess, because I was
upstairs.
Oh, you've
been on Ambien for more days than those two.
I took it one day, and then I didn't take it for like 3 or 4 days, and then I was just so shot, but I wasn't sleeping. Mm-hmm. So I took it, but I had been getting up and going to the refrigerator every night, but not necessarily eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this time around I did it, because I used to take Ambien years ago. And
What's it prescribed for?
Sleep.
Right. So if you're having difficulty falling asleep.
Not falling asleep, staying asleep.
Oh, staying asleep through the night.
You're restless, right? You're
staying asleep,
mentally, now you're...
But your brain is...
endless circle, you stay awake.
Your brain is still active, apparently, because you're getting up. Like, it doesn't have the right effect of where you're in bed, laying there sleeping.
I never had it before like this. Like, I've never...
Weird.
Anytime I've taken it, the reason I decided to talk to my doctor about Ambien is because of the way it affected me in the past, which was perfectly. Like, I would take it, I'd fall asleep, I'd make sure I left myself a minimum of 7-8 hours, and then I'd wake up feeling like $1 million.
That doesn't scare you now, though? Does that scare you?
No, I mean, it doesn't scare me. I'm not going into traffic.
Yet.
We've
heard the stories. People have called
again,
us.
Again, sometimes it's worth, as long as you get a good story out of it.
And it affects different people in different ways. The eating thing is one of the biggest, most common stories we've heard. And then the driving thing is like the most common serious story.
What I'm more interested in is the fact that my body's telling me that it needs... something I'm not giving it during that. I'm not giving it enough. I guess I'm not giving it enough carbs during the day or enough.
Which you talked to your trainer about, and and maybe you're not just caught up yet.
Right.
Your body still needs more carbs.
I guess.
Oh, hey, carb up. Can you have a bowl of spaghetti, something you really want to have to carb up?
Yeah. I mean, I can do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I don't make a habit of it.
Yeah, no, just make the carb thing fun. If you got to catch up on your carbs, make it fun. Man. Stop eating pretzels at 3:30 in the morning. One day it's pretzels, the next day he's driving.
David on line one. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, JP, what's going on, man? Love the show.
Thanks.
What's up, David?
Just want to let you guys know, I actually got a friend whose older brother passed away. He was using Ambien, and he aspirated in his sleep when he ate something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so he decided to lay down and eat?
Yeah, I guess, you know, in, like, the sleep, like, the stupor, he, whatever he was eating, he laid down with it in his mouth, not fully chewed, and he actually passed away.
Oh, my God.
So it's a real possibility, man.
So.
That's a horrible way to go.
Thanks for that, David. Yeah. Appreciate right. it. That little,
no problem, man.
Little,
that's a pick-me-up. That's what you call that.
You dropped on me? Appreciate
that's what that.
That
is. Midday pick-me-up. My gosh, what a horrible story. That makes you really wonder.
Josh on line three.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey. JP, I just wanted to chime in and maybe offer a different solution to you, because I've taken Valium, and it has never worked out well for me, and I'm diagnosed PTSD with generalized anxiety disorder. So
I'm not taking Valium, though.
I take Trazodone. Trazodone doesn't have near the effects, side effects that Ambien's got. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not. I was just trying to see if it would help. I knew I just needed to get over a hump and start sleeping again. And once I made once I had a pattern of sleeping, that my body would fall back into it, because it's done that in the past.
Right.
So I was just going back to
the
what I knew. You know,
is for the sleep arc. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm good. It's your show. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, no, the trazodone.
He's being very considerate. Be nice to him.
Staying asleep. The trazodone is built for your sleep architecture. So to not help you fall asleep, but to help you stay asleep once you are asleep. So just something for you to maybe check into.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Well, my problem is not falling asleep. It's definitely staying asleep.
Trying to be helpful. Trying to be nice.
What is Ambien made of that it does this to people? Not only puts them to sleep
drugs.
For a solid
it's
night's sleep, but
drugs.
Also allows them to walk around and eat things.
Fairy dust.
Stop with the drugs. 1 minute you're eating peanut butter crackers in your kitchen. Did I just do that?
Huh. 1 minute you're eating pretzels, and then what?
Nothing.
And then you're hitting your own dump button.
I've never had to do that before, ever. I think I could have said that. I don't think it's the end of the world if I said that. But
no, it's good you dump, just to be sure.
I don't think so either, but hey, it's not my job.
Ooh, I love those giant fists. That was the oddest feeling ever.
Yeah, Ambien is Zolpidem. It's made of Ambien, which is very helpful. Ed Luar, Intermezzo.
It's made of stop taking it. Take a natural. What? There's natural stuff.
I tried. I took the melatonin stuff. Didn't work.
Yeah. Well, that really works for me. It depends. Person to person. That's all it is. Well, cool. Now you're eating pretzels and getting some of your carbs back, so.
Moral of that story is I will wear a robe. So I don't eat cookies naked in my kitchen.
Yay.
Monica doesn't get upset with me.
Oreo crumbs in your pubes. That would be bad.
Pubes would be bad, yeah. What are you talking about?
Pubes or Oreos.
What am I thinking? All right, Roger JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.